keep in mind, a comprehensive plan is mostly development-driven, which means the main feature, and a feature that's common in any true comprehensive plan, is a land use element, which usually includes, among other things, every plan I've ever done, and very almost every one I've ever seen, has a current land use map, and then like a 20 years down the road land use map, like what we call a future land use map. And all the future land use map is saying, if things go the way we want them to go and the way we predict they could go, this is what we want our land use pattern to look like.